tell me about opening night. Place me in the Moulin Rouge on opening night.
Well, opening night was, it was because there were so many black newspaper people flew in from New York, Chicago, and everywhere, and they stayed at the hotel, and the hotel was lavish. It equaled anything on the strip. So this what was Pat's last name? The maitre d' was first class, and he'd never worked in anything but first class places in Los Angeles and Hollywood. And he had these, and he trained these waiters harder than they trained the show rehearsed about service. And they had one of the owners was a gourmand. He loved food. And they had a chef. They had the best food in town. But the whole thing was just electrifying, you know, just excitement. People from Hollywood came up, it was my mother. There's a picture that Review Journal owns me now with my mother at the table. I think I gave you one.
Yes, I have the picture. Uh-huh.
But and Joe Louis was a host, mm-hmm. and the show was sensational.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, the show was sensational, and it's Stumpy, and Bob was an ingenue, you know, song and dance man, and the girls were beautiful. Mm-hmm. There were two different shows, and I can't remember all of it. One time, but she wasn't open. Dinah Washington came later. She was not at the opening. Mm-hmm. There was another girl, and I have her picture here because we used it in something. The Platters.
Uh-huh,
the
yes,
Platters
uh-huh.
were in the opening show. Uh-huh. Stumpy was a great act.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy and dance.
Okay.
And Big Stump, Jimmy Cross is the one. They just did that documentary. His daughter did that documentary on her white mother.
Yes.
That was Stump. Okay. His name is Jimmy Cross.
Okay.
And they had a great act. They were really entertaining.
How many people were in the Moulin Rouge on opening night?
Well, it was packed to capacity, whatever the capacity is. You know, the casino was large, you know, where you go see the show. That was all casino.
Okay.
And the showroom was in back of it.
Yes, uh-huh.
And during that era, all showrooms were small. If you notice, the Copa room in the Sands is small. All the Crystal room in the Desert Inn is small.
Mm-hmm.
Caesars was the first one to open up a big showroom.
Oh, I see.
That was the first one. That's when the showroom started opening up big.
Mm-hmm.
So the showroom was small. It seated about 250, 300 people probably,
mm-hmm.
the showroom. Casino was 2.5 or 3 times as large.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you wish on that opening night that you were back up on that line?
Never, never. Never once after I quit did I ever wish I was back in show.
Well, what was the motivating factor that made you quit?
Time. I just, you know, it's chorus girl, not chorus women.
Okay, great. Okay. Uh-huh. When the Moulin Rouge closed after such a short time, how did the people on the West Side react?
Well, of course, it was a shock first to everybody because it's the only place that closed the standing room only audiences. And as it eventuated, it was not lack of business earning money because the casinos were jumping all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
But it was learned that the motivation for opening in the first place had nothing to do with providing Las Vegas with the first interracial hotel. These people wanted to get into the gaming business. They did not pay their subcontractors and their vendors and whatnot. The sheriff padlocked the door because of all of these liens that were put against it. And the sheriff came out and padlocked the door. So that's how it closed. So it was shock first.
Okay.
And then, of course, there was a whole lot of people unemployed overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a real heartbreaker.